You don't have to be smart. You don't have to play a part.
What better thing could ever be than a kindly heart?
It's this time of the week of the day that we join somebody at their breakfast table and get to know them a little bit better. This morning we are in rural. Anyway, his name is Aaron Brown, but sometimes he's known as Minnesota Brown. Sometimes I call him Downtown Aaron Brown. And Aaron, where are you from?
Balsam Township.
Balsam Township.
The hub of the universe.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe
it. We were both looking at each other like we both knew. You know, we'd...
Yeah.
Have you ever frozen like that, like on a northern...
Yeah. I was trying to be cool. I was talking to a musician once about a song of his that I really liked. And I was, you know, Mr. Cool Radio host, and I was going to totally have this plausible conversation with a cool musician. And I the song that I loved, I escaped my head. And I sounded like a moron for, I don't know, a long time.
So we have a big weekend here coming up, Aaron.
Yeah.
And?
But.
What?
What'd you have for breakfast?
Yeah, we need to know. How do you prep for the big weekend?
Well, I don't eat any elderberries, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But that's, no.
That's probably wise.
That was the most colorful phenology yet.
Yes.
But no, seriously, what do I do? Yesterday I mowed the lawn. You know, there's this weird thing that happens with the Great Northern. A lot of work happens a long time before the show when we're writing it and getting all the elements. And then there's some work with paperwork and details maybe a week or two before. And then there's this weird calm, the eye of the hurricane, like right now. Well, not today. Today is starting to get busy again. But then it's this crazy Friday, Saturday, right as the show's getting warmed up. And so, we're going to putting some sound clips together. You know, I've highlighted my script. I'm going to work on a few things with the performance stuff here today, maybe practice a few things. And then you're off and running. The thing of it is it's a crazy weekend. So here we go.
You still haven't answered
the
question.
Yeah,
so what did you eat for breakfast, Aaron?
Oh, well, I tell you, Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms, I've been on a kick. And I go in cycles. You know, the Lucky Charms are what I'm on right now. And I like a bright, colorful children's breakfast cereal.
Nice.
Every morning. I want to feel alive. I want to feel like something interesting is happening in my life. And sometimes I go on a health kick. Sometimes there was an oatmeal phase. There was a yogurt phase. But I'm on Lucky Charms. Have been for a few months now. And
so name brand Lucky Charms.
You know, this is the question. And yes, they are name brand Lucky Charms right now. We have done the Marshmallow Mateys, which is your multi-meal bagged alternative, and there are others out there that you can get. And those are all right. I'm not picky. It's just, you know, I've been just buying the red label, the straight stuff lately, and that's what we've been doing.
So milk and with the Lucky Charms?
Oh, yeah, you got to put milk on the Lucky Charms.
Yeah, you can't just snack on the Lucky Charms.
They're not, they're the marshmallow, you can eat the marshmallows, but the other stuff is rabbit food. I mean, there's I don't even know what that stuff is, but you got to eat it. It's part of the experience. And so, yeah, you got to put milk on it. The milk turns purple.
Yeah. Do you look forward to the end? Do you like drink the bowl or do you not?
Oh yeah, you got to drink everything. It's in the bowl. You got to consume it. That's the mission.
And then, how are your children feeling about that? Are they joining you with your sudden craze?
Oh yeah, I have at least one son who joins me with Lucky Charms every morning. George is a Lucky Charms guy, and the others will eat some Lucky Charms too.
Isn't it funny how you go through cereal phases? I'm in a cornflakes phase. How boring is that? But I put a lot of strawberries on there. But
okay, that, you got to put something with.
Yeah, you do. It's just you just like eating birch bark. But it's just weird how all of a sudden it's like you wake up and you go, God, I don't want any more Lucky Charms.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly how it goes, because I was on Apple Jacks before Lucky Charms.
You're going old school.
Wow.
And I'm going, we went to the store, and I'm on my. We just polished the last box of Lucky Charms this morning, and I got three big boxes of Apple Jacks stacked up in the pantry, and I think that's where we're going tomorrow. So that's how it is.
Do you have a beverage with that or not?
I have coffee.
Okay.
And how do you take your coffee?
A little bit of a skim milk in it, just to cut the acid. That's all I put in there.
All right. Now, I know one of Heidi's parting questions to me the other day was, are you wearing velvet or something? Because you've got to be cautious of it. Might be warm.
Oh, velvet's a winter fabric. I have, of course, famously, a velvet suit.
Okay.
And I've worn it to the show a couple times, and it won't be what I'm wearing on June 23rd of this year.
So what are you going to be wearing? Will we be able to recognize you? What, you know?
Well, I did get a new sport coat. It's blue.
Okay.
I think it looks all right. I don't know. You know, to the degree fabric draped over this form can look good, I think it looks all right.
So we've kind of alluded to, so the Great Northern is coming up tomorrow.
Great Northern Radio Show. You guys are insiders. It's the Great Northern Radio Show.
It's taking place at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. Is this our fourth time back to Grand Rapids now?
Yeah, I think it is the fourth Grand Rapids version.
And so tell us about the musical acts that are going to be there.
Sure, yeah. Well, we got the Holy Hootenanners, which are, I think they're sending nine. They have a version that's up to 11, but they're sending nine people. It's a collection of musicians from, I want to say, Carlton County area, and they play, I guess you could say, kind of gospel folk. They do a lot of churches and revival kind of stuff, but they're very accessible and fun for everybody, and kind of have that down home Americana kind of vibe, and really great musicianship and great vocals in that band. Some musicians in that band played with other bands, and you know, so they've got some mainstream ties, and so they're fun. And We've been trying to work out how to get them on the show because there's so many of them, and the Rife stage is big enough, and we have enough of the technology there to get them on that stage. So we have the Holy Hootenanners, and then we have a band, the Don't Tell Darlings, who I don't know that many people in northern Minnesota would know them. They're actually from, or they were formed in the state of Virginia. And the weird story of how they're an Americana folk band as well, a little more secular, I guess we'd say. but they're a harmony group. There's two women who have these beautiful harmonies, and then some great musicianship behind them too. And they formed in Virginia, and then this was a few years ago, and then they all went and moved all over the country to have families and live lives, and they do a reunion tour every summer. And this summer, wherever one of them lives, and one of the musicians, Megan Reynolds, lives in Hibbing now, and so they're coming up to northern Minnesota, and I heard them, and they were great, and I think people are going to really love what they do, and they probably haven't heard them before. And they're in the show. So, and then of course Katie Haugen, our house band, which is always brilliant, and so it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a good time, Aaron. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag or have people staring at you unnecessarily. But is there a time? Do you ever get nervous or confused? What's the hardest part of the Great Northern Radio Show for you? I'm not talking about writing. I'm talking about when the event is going on.
The hardest part on stage is keeping track of time, trying not to go too long, it's funny because it's like watching water flow down a hill. Once it's going, you're not going to stop it. You might be able to move it or change the direction. That's all you can do. And it's going down the hill. And so, you know, there's a certain element of, you know, the hard work is getting the wagon to the top of the hill. The dangerous part is riding the wagon to the bottom of the hill. And that's kind of what the show is like. Honestly, I don't think about it. It's pure adrenaline. We've done all this preparation. We're rocking and rolling, trying to have a good time, trying to be up, trying to have fun, and that's what it's all about.
Then you got Sarah with cue cards and snapping her fingers and pointing at her watch and stuff like that.
That's all part of
the necessary equation to make this work.
It's a fine balancing act, as you mentioned, of just finding the right kind of combination of, like, Aaron, you need to slow down that monologue or clip through it or asking the band.
My monologues are one of the areas where no one minds telling me to, hey, we need this longer or shorter, because it's hard to tell a guest that, because they cry, you know, they go off stage and cry. And so they can tell me things like, hey, we got, you need 2 extra minutes, or more often, hey, we need your perfectly crafted 8-minute soliloquy to become 2.5 minutes and funny. I guess that's kind of hard sometimes, but I guess I've done it enough times where I don't mind. It's all about making it work, making it happen, and I kind of relish the challenge of it, actually. It's kind of a fun activity that I always check with Tammy Bobrowski, who is our backstage producer, and I check with her on how I did on time, and we laugh because usually I went too long or didn't quite do what I had hoped. But it really is a little bit like sports in a way. It's about performance, and you're trying to accomplish goals, and you've practiced, so you're trying to do the thing that you know how to do, and it's really fun. I really enjoy it.
Well, there's going to be 2 things for sure. It's going to be a great show, and you're going to get a steak after. So, Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I forgot to mention part of my breakfast routine.
What's that?
I have a banana every day with the Lucky Charms, and I share it with our dog, Daisy.
Aww.
Daisy likes bananas?
She loves bananas, and she will protest if she doesn't get one, and if we're out of bananas, she will smell my breath to make sure I'm not lying.
Wow. Okay, we'll leave on that note. Thanks, Aaron. We'll see you Saturday night.
See you then.
Yes, we'll be